This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and Jay Jones is still in the race, huh? Wow. Good Lord. Might I say this? The hell is wrong with Abigail Spanberger? Where is she? Why has she not stood up and said, look, I stood by Jay Jones because, you know, he's a Democrat, I'm a Democrat, blah, 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 but can't have an attorney general who's under criminal investigation. There's no way to actually have an attorney general who's not a member of the Virginia State Bar. And Abigail Spanberger's candidate, Jay Jones, is in those very straits right now. Yesterday afternoon at 5:35, this story broke on my show with Attorney General Jason Miaras. Let me remind everybody where it happened, when it happened. Yesterday afternoon on this program at 5:35, Virginia Attorney General Jason Miaras joined me to talk about this. And as he said yesterday, the only decent thing for Jay Jones to do, even at this point, I mean, he should have done it weeks ago, but at this point is to get the hell out of there and just go away. Your best advice right now is go get yourself a good defense attorney. Clearly, you don't want to be your own defense attorney, because only a moron would have himself as his client, although we do seem to see how that's working out, I suppose. But dude, you gotta go. And since you don't have the integrity or the backbone or the decency to do it, the woman at the head of the ticket, your boss in this campaign, Abigail Spanberger, needs to step up and say, that's it. He's gotta go. Spanberger could show everybody that she actually is a decent person. I know that would be a shock to many, but she could do it. If she would have the integrity to stand up and say, that's it, we're done. This is not about politics, or it should not be about politics. Obviously, it's about politics for Spanberger, which is just disgusting. She is an embarrassment because she will not do the right thing with this buffoon who is her AG nominee. It's just that simple. And I know people go, well, you know, Jeff, I'm going to vote for Jason Miaras. That's all good. Listen, you got to send a message to Spanberger, Hashmi, Jones, the whole lot of them, that you don't find yourself in a position to tolerate any of the nonsense. In other words, you need to vote against all of them. You need to vote against each of them. Because every single second that Jones remains in that race, is a further indictment of the lack of integrity on the part of Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi, for that matter. Abigail Spamberger's the one out there talking about fueling yourself with rage. I mean, that's an open endorsement of violence, isn't it? I can't take it any other way. And the fact that she will not show even a shred of integrity by doing the right thing with the Democrat clown who's running for attorney general. Hey, if you had any questions up till now, they should all be answered. They should all be answered. And while we're talking about Democrat Party clowns, wasn't that just Tiny Tim Kaine there stepping up on a toadstool or something in the backyard to let everybody know he had something to say about something? Thank God for Governor Youngkin. Again, how many times have we said that through the last 4 years? Thank God for Governor Youngkin. Whether it was vetoing the nonsense coming from the House of Delegates and the State Senate, holding the line for decency and integrity and honesty and honor, and now getting ahead of this Democrat Party shutdown, which is keeping the federal government closed. The Schumer shutdown is responsible for this gag. Tiny Tim Kaine can try and lecture us all he wants about, well, food insecurity, and I'm against anybody in food insecurity. No, you're not. Because if you really gave a damn about hungry people here in the Commonwealth, you and that bloated colleague of yours would vote to reopen the federal government. It's just that simple. We're really at a point that things are stark. Contrasts are clear. I don't know about you. I'm looking at this whole federal government shutdown and thinking, well, I'd like to get it back up and running. Even though as of today, I don't feel that I've been impacted. I think I'm a pretty giving person. I think I am a pretty positive person. I don't want anybody suffering. I want everybody to have an opportunity. Hell, I'm the guy that says you get a second chance. I'm also the guy who says, you know, sometimes you need a second chance. Believe me when I tell you, I'm not looking for anybody to be in a bad situation. So I hear about people who are concerned now that their food stamp benefits are going to go away. If these are legitimately hungry people, then by God, we need to help. That's what we do as decent people. But the reason that SNAP benefits may be impacted, it's not because of President Trump or Mike Johnson or anybody else that I'm aware of, except for the folks inside the U.S. Senate, like Tim Kaine and Mark Warner, who keep voting against reopening the government. They are appalling. It is an absolute embarrassment. I would say I don't know how they can go and sleep through the night, but I guess it's because they're well-fed and they don't have any concerns. Mark Warner was a multimillionaire before he got to the Senate, so he doesn't have those concerns. Tiny Tim Kaine made himself into a multimillionaire in the time that he's been in the Senate. He must be working like a second job or something up there in D.C. You know, I mean, how else could you do that? It must be a second job. It's probably stocking shelves at a supermarket or something. No. Well, he could get all the lower shelves. That he could do. But anyway, I mean, he clearly is working a second job just to help out. And that's how he's grown his income so much while devoting his life to public service in the U.S. Senate. But there are people who are worried right now about feeding themselves, feeding their kids. I get it. Some of us have actually been in that situation. I've been in that situation. You ever lose a job? If all you had was a job and you lost it, that's a bad time. Believe me, I know. So I look at this, and my heart is breaking. I'm thinking, okay, we've got to do some more. Those of us who have the means, could be your local church, it could be a food pantry, could any of those things, any of those things. But I think we've got an obligation to step up and help if we can. And part of the way that we can help is to really put the pressure on folks like Tim Kaine and Mark Warner to follow the example of John Fetterman. I never thought I would be in a position to say that, but here we are. John Fetterman has become the voice of reason for the Democrats in the U.S. Senate, which is why I don't think he's going to remain a Democrat, to tell you the truth. Fetterman has said point blank, I am putting the country above my party. That's what a statesman says. You and I may not be thrilled still to this day that he wears the hoodies and the cutoff shorts into the Senate, because I still don't think it's a great look, but he's saying he's putting the country above his party. God bless him. He understands they're hungry people in Pennsylvania. How come our senators don't understand they're hungry people in Virginia and they're keeping them from eating? So again, thank God for Governor Youngkin getting ahead of this and declaring this state of emergency in the Commonwealth to make sure that people who could possibly, it's still not a given, hopefully it doesn't come to pass, but they could possibly lose their...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Benefits. We gotta put pressure on them to reopen the federal government. Let me quickly share with you a text that just came in here, and I could not possibly agree with it anymore. It says 804, Jeff, Eileen Abbott is a magnificent news presenter. She is the anti-robot wannabe. Mm-hmm. The previous idiot that claims she's AI doesn't realize good diction when he hears it. I am thrilled. I've said it, for the last 2 years since Charles Pyle came on board as our news director. The change in that newsroom is incredible. To see the caliber, the quality, the good, solid, honest reporting. Yeah, that's all. Period. End of story. So we're just happy. I'm just happy that we got that whole big award-winning team back there. All right, lots of stuff that you and I are going to be covering this afternoon. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is going to be along at 3:35. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, yeah. Well, no, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. I want to take a moment here and salute my friend Congressman John McGuire. He has just gotten a pretty nifty designation from the congressional, recognized rather as the Congressional Retail Crime Fighter. It comes from the National Retail Federation. That's because he is working hard in Congress. He's supporting an effort, and I guess he's co-sponsor on something called the Combating Organized Retail Crime Act. So just another good thing that John McGuire is doing up there in D.C. on behalf of all of us. And I appreciate it. I think he's doing a great job. I really do. Rob Whitman, another outstanding member of Congress. Jen Giggins, good, solid member. Listen, we got some great people. Yeah, we got some that are not so great as well, but what are you going to do? that being said, I have to share with you that we've got Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, who is going to be with us at 3:35. We'll analyze the stuff that's going on. We will talk about the things that are impacting us. And I'm curious to know what Brian's sense is with this ongoing government shutdown. And what about the race here in Virginia? We are seeing, I think, personally, the very worst. God, the very worst. When you have candidates for governor and lieutenant governor who will not do the right thing, the honorable thing, the decent thing, and say, hey, we're all part of the same political party, but that guy over there, we can't have him as attorney general. And that's where we are right now. Yesterday afternoon at 5:35, Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares came on this program. First place he was, broke the story here, broke the news here that a criminal investigation had been opened into the matter of Jay Jones. And you do need to remember, it's not the attorney general who gets to appoint a special prosecutor. In fact, so that you're aware, because I know that the Democrats are already claiming there's all a big Republican plot. There are no Republicans involved in this. Right? The Commonwealth's attorney out there in New Kent County is an independent. The judge is a judge. And Jay Jones, well, I don't think there are any questions about which side Jay is on, right? And this is a serious matter. This is a very serious matter. Some people have misunderstood. Well, I can't believe there's a criminal investigation of the guy speeding. I know, 116 miles an hour is fast, but come on. No, that's not what this is about. It's about the representation he made to the court. It's about claiming that 500 hours donated to his political action committee, his personal political action committee, is somehow community service. It's not. And it was done in writing, was it not? Because if it's done in writing, then you're also talking about a fraudulent document being entered into the court's records. This is big stuff. And this is stuff, for the record, that if he is found guilty of, he's going to be disbarred And the attorney general is one of the few roles where there are real requirements. And one of those requirements, you got to be a member of the Virginia State Bar. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday Eve. The weather, well, you're feeling it, man. It has taken a turn for the chilly, but it's not bad. No, I mean, really, it's not uncomfortable. It's just, man, it was a wake-up call, though, wasn't it? The other thing is this. You're hearing temps that were not quite at that frost warning, but 34 degrees overnight in some of the suburban areas, man, that's getting pretty close. That is getting pretty doggone close. There are a couple of big elections that are coming up. Obviously, you and I have been talking so much about what's happening here in our beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. There's a very tight governor's race in New Jersey. There is this election for New York City mayor, a big development today. Eric Adams, who is the mayor and lost support along the way, if you remember, and was going to run, was running as an independent. Then he dropped out, and then it was Andrew Cuomo, who also lost the Democrat Party nomination to this Mom Danny character. And long story short, today, Eric Adams endorsing Andrew Cuomo. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that it's going to be enough to turn the tide. But it is a lot of stuff in play. And there's nobody better at analyzing all of this than my friend, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. He's been looking at this from all sides for a long, long time. I say it each time he's here. Truly one of the finest talk radio pros I've ever heard. And an incredibly effective guy in terms of organizing and getting people into the process and changing voting patterns in many ways. Anyway, just a solid, solid guy. And that's why he's here every Friday Eve. Brian, thank you for being here, man.
Oh, hey, thank you for that. Yeah, all my New York friends on social media are tearing each other's hair out over that mayor's race.
Oh, good Lord. What is going to happen up there, do you think?
Well, I think it's like the Titanic, you know, and it's just going straight to the iceberg, and you want to steer it away, but they're just, I don't think there's time to steer it away. I think it hits the iceberg. And I think that the, you know, the worst scenario is what prevails there. I don't know how else to say it, because, I mean, you've got two campaigns, Cuomo and Sliwa, the Republican, who just have not had a lot of energy. And you've got this man, whatever dude, terror, you know, supporter guy, Hamas mm-hmm. lover guy, who seems to have captured the foreign-born voters and, you know, the far left and la 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 la. And the next thing you know, it's 25 years after 9/11 and a terrorist is the mayor.
God, this none of us, right? None of us could have predicted this September the 11th, 2001, that, as you say, 25 years later, the guy who was apparently looks like he's going to be elected mayor is hanging out with one of the major supporters of that action and very, very friendly towards Hamas. Good Lord, what has happened to New York? Is it just people moving hate America?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a doomsday scenario. But, yeah. You know, the thing is, with the vote split between Sliwa, the Republican, who, you know, I mean, I've liked Curtis in the past. I'm sure you know Curtis because he's been in, you know, in and around talk radio for decades. And, you know, he quit his WABC show middle of the show the other day because he was mad because the station owners and management have been trying to get him out of the race. With the sense that Cuomo's the only, you know, Cuomo's the lesser of two evils, basically, and that's
right.
How kind of people have been going. You know, nobody here is trying to say that Cuomo is some kind of good guy, because he's not. He's a bad guy, but Cuomo is not trying to, you know, have more airplanes hit towers, you know?
Right.
I mean, he's not
right.
trying to wipe out the city.
Yeah.
So I think that's the distinction.
Wow. It's another reason that I'm happy not not to be a resident of New York. I see those on a regular basis, happy not to be a resident of New York. But I do wonder if it's going to be one large educational process, Brian, that that guy is going to screw up that city so badly that it actually is a benefit for conservatives and Republicans long term, because everybody's just going to say, look, here, there's a socialism on full display. The city is dying and crumbling in front of our eyes.
Well, I agree with you. We always need a few juicy targets. And what you're going to have here is an AOC kind of character on steroids that will be an incredible fundraising tool for us and will be an incredible target for Trump.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to lose New York City to mayhem and terror and disaster because, you know, I mean, I happen to kind of like the city. I mean, you know, it has its ups and downs, but it can be a fun place here and there. Yeah. I don't like it when it's too dangerous to visit, you know, and that's the thing. So, you know, I mean, I like having good political targets like him, and he'll be right out of central casting, but I don't want to lose our largest city in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great point. It is a great point. It's going to be very, very interesting to see how that whole thing shakes out. Brian, as I'm sure you're aware, the embattled, I'd like to use that term, embattled Democrat nominee for attorney general here in Virginia is now under an active criminal investigation and still will not get out of the race. And the folks running above him, Abigail Spanberger and Ghazala Hashmi, are not calling for him to get out on the race. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that they are, and this is what I took a fresh look at the polls just before this, you know, just before you called me today. And, you know, I think that they are believing those polls. There was a Washington Post poll that showed the Democrats in good shape, even showed the attorney general's race as a dead heat tie, which I find hysterically funny. There is no way that could be the case. There is when you see that, you know, you could throw out the rest of the poll.
Right.
But poll after poll has showed Spanberger ahead. You know, they're showing, I mean, 9 points, 12 points, whatever. And, you know, just remember back to, what was it, November 2016?
Oh, yes.
and let's see. Hillary has a 93% chance of being elected. That was the New York Times. Remember that? And the Washington Post, too. 93, 94% chance of being elected. And, you know, so, but what I think it speaks to, Jeff, is that polls now are, especially the left-wing polls, are strictly for propaganda purposes and not at all to gauge who is actually ahead, you know, who's actually winning. It's all about convincing you that it's inevitable. You might not even bother to vote, you know, if you're a Republican or whatever, and you certainly shouldn't bother to donate to the Republicans because they're going to lose, that kind of thing. There was a Suffolk poll also, wasn't quite as bad, I think, as the Washington Post poll. But, you know, the closest poll that I've seen is the most accurate pollster, and that's Trafalgar, which showed it about a 5-point race. And that's basically within the margin of error, and that was taken within the last week. So, again, if I'm telling you, Jeff, if every one of your listeners, you know, made an effort not only to vote, but to get everyone around them to vote, this race would not be close. It would not.
I agree with you. And I have to tell you this, Brian, I'm looking at some of the stuff that Spanberger's done just in the last week, a couple of days ago in Charlottesville, Virginia, which to connect it to you, it's a college town, ultra left wing. It's a little bit like Cambridge, right? Very, very similar to Cambridge. She brought in this Pete Buttigieg, as well as Bill Nye, the pseudoscience guy, to hold a rally in Charlottesville. And coming in a couple of days is Barack Obama. Now, that indicates to me that maybe their internal polls are saying, hey, this is not nearly the blowout that some of these other people are telling us.
Well, and that's exactly right. And, you know, that's exactly the same thing that we saw last year. I mean, we saw that the polls they were releasing publicly showed, you know, Harris a few points ahead or whatever. And then we find out after the election's over, oh, Harris's people knew all along she could never win because she was always behind in her internal polling. So they have two sets of polls, just like two sets of books, you know, if you're a shady accountant or whatever.
Or an NBA player, apparently.
Oh, and you're rigging poker games? Oh, yeah, on behalf of the mob? Yeah, wow. Wow. Oh, boy. What a mess. Oh,
do you think it works? And, you know, El Cid, of course, is La Cosa Nostra. I'm thinking LCNBA. You just put them all together when you're doing the story.
Oh, yeah. No, that story is crazy. That's like a movie plot.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'm assuming you must have been talking about it already on your show.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, no, that's nuts. Yeah, so you've got two sets of polls, basically, Jeff. You've got the internal polls that they keep to themselves that has the truth, and then the polls they release to the public, which have the lies.
Yep.
And so there is no reason to be discouraged. And the thing is, Winsome has run a beautiful campaign. Beautiful. I mean, there's virtually nothing I would do differently than what she's doing. The only advice I would have for her right now is to just keep pounding away at Spanberger. I would crank it up to 11 and 12 if you can. Just crank it up and keep nailing Spanberger. I think Winsome is doing it right, and she's a candidate we can be proud of no matter what happens on Election Day.
Fair enough. Hey, Brian, I want folks to sign up. I want them following the Media Equalizer. Remind everybody the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. So that is Facebook.com/Media Equalizer. One word, Media Equalizer, or Facebook.com/Red Wave America. One word, Red Wave America.
All right. I love it. I appreciate it, brother. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer, 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRV.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yay. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Well, here's what I can tell you about the Jeff Katz sandwich, which is available exclusively at Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland, about a mile or so down from the train track and our beautiful Secretariat statue. The Jeff Katz sandwich is the number one sandwich in Hanover County, and the rest of the country, what are you going to do? I love the Jeff Katz sandwich. You know what else I love? It's that Jeff Katz hot dog over at the Texas Inn. Yeah, very, very special hot dog. Because remember, 50 cents of every dog is going to the Special Olympics. So this evening, I've been invited by Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard to join him and some big Special Olympics superstars down in Chesterfield. And I'm just always excited to be part of Special Olympics Virginia. Carl and I are pretty sure we have our, what's a technical term? Bat crap crazy idea for this year for fundraising. You know, the Polar Plunge fundraising. And because of the Jeff Katz hot dog and Texas Inn and Dave Saunders and the team over there, we're already ahead of everybody else. Yeah, we're kind of preloading the whole situation, which is really, really cool. I love this moment. I really do. I love the idea that people in Virginia are getting on board to help us with Special Olympics. Again, I say Virginia. Now, obviously, it's Central Virginia that we're dealing with for the most part, but the Texas Inn has four locations. And they're out in Harrisonburg, and they got two in Lynchburg. And every one of the locations has the Jeff Katz hot dog. And every one of those locations with every hot dog sold is donating 50 cents. Every one of them gets 50 cents more for Special Olympics of Virginia. So anyway, I am bragging on that a little bit. Now, I did hear Rich this morning talking a little bit about sandwiches. I know Rich is, he likes food. I mean, I like food, but Rich likes food. And he was, I think, sort of rummaging around looking for some hints on sandwiches. I don't know if he's ever had a sailor sandwich, right? Those of us who have been around Richmond a bit are familiar with the sailor sandwich. If he hasn't had one, he needs to get one, don't you think? Right? There's really nothing as uniquely Richmond as that sailor sandwich. Then the question becomes, where are you going to get it? My suggestion, I would go to Dots Back Inn. That's where that's where I would get it. Well, I've had a couple of sailor sandwiches through the years, and I love a good sailor sandwich. I really do. And again, I would say Dots would be the place to go. I'll have to see if I can get him out there. Poor Jim in Chesterfield is complaining about. The Odyssey app today, I guess there's some technical difficulties. Jeff, please. Is it possible that you can do something about this? No. I appreciate you reaching out to me, but the answer is no, I can't. I can't. Can you pass this on? I will pass it on, and it'll be ignored promptly, but no, I can't fix it. And Pixie has no opposable thumbs, so she can't fix it. Germ sharing that in elementary school, he used to eat a peanut butter, jelly, cheese, and mustard sandwich. That's just disgusting, Germ. And I'm with your mom on that. That's just
come on, man.
No, it's disgusting. But I'll give it a try. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.